Hi, Mort. Thanks for joining us today here on Interlochen Public Radio.
My pleasure.
So you've been affiliated with Interlochen for a long time. Your first summer as a camper was in 1948. What brought you to Interlochen in the first place?
My parents sent me there. The previous summer, I had gone to a sports camp up in the Adirondacks. My family was living in Buffalo, New York at the time. And I liked the sports camp very much, primarily because I didn't have to practice the piano for 8 weeks. I also came back with the camp championship in boxing, which rather alarmed my mother.
Oh, no.
A colleague of my father's mentioned this music camp that was in northern Michigan, and they sent me there the next summer. At first, I didn't want to go. I wanted to go back to the Adirondacks camp, but I was given a promise that if I didn't like it after 1 year, that they would send me back the next year to the sports camp. Well, as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah, because you spent the better part of a decade or more of your summers at Interlochen after that?
I spent a total of 13 summers, continuous except for 1 year.
Now, when you started as a junior boy in 1948, you were a pianist, but you took up a number of clarinets.
Well, actually, I had taken some clarinet before I went to Interlochen. I grew up or was born in Rochester, New York, and as I say, was shipped off to the Eastman School of Music at an early age. And there's where I learned my music, piano, and one summer took clarinet. When I went up to Interlochen, I continued with the clarinet and tried out a number of other instruments as well. They had something for the junior campers called talent exploration at the time, in which the junior campers were given an opportunity to try a different instrument per week. So I played the clarinet, I played the bassoon, I played the trombone, and actually the trombone ended up as my third instrument after clarinet and of course piano. So it was a good time to try out all of these things. That's one of my earliest and best memories from my first year up there.
So in your time here playing clarinet and trombone and piano, are there particular pieces that you remember playing?
Well, of course, I played in a number of bands, the intermediate bands, the high school bands, the honors band, the university band, and I suppose I knew band literature quite well at that time. I never played in an orchestra, an organized orchestra up at Interlochen, except for a couple of times when I played in the final concert in the mass instrumentalists in Les Preludes. But I discovered very quickly that it was more fun to watch Les Preludes from the audience than to participate, particularly when you were one of about 75 clarinetists on stage, really packed in the bowl to get as many people in there as possible. I remember the bands, enjoyed them. I enjoyed the conductors. We had some good conductors. Played under George Wilson, who ended up as a vice president of the camp for a number of years. Under Clarence Sawhill, who had been a band director out at, I think, USC. Kenneth Snapp, who was at Indiana, and then went on and became head of instrumental music at Ithaca College in New York. And I remained friends with Snap for many years after New York, and we corresponded.
What are some of your favorite memories of your time at camp here?
Oh, I have lots of them. People mostly. And probably my closest friend today is somebody who I knew up at Interlochen from the early days, who also came up through the years. He went on to become a very successful physician. I stayed in music, although I had not started out in music after Interlochen. I actually started out in college in chemical engineering. And it was because of the Interlochen experiences and connection that eventually I found my way back to the world of music.
So if your parents tried to steer you away from a from an amateur boxing career towards music, how did they feel when you wanted to make the switch from chemical engineering to music as a profession?
I think they knew it was coming. So it was no great surprise. My mother was musical and my father was also, my father sang. Actually, my father had been in vaudeville when he was a young man. So it sort of ran in the family.
Of course, we know because you also have a PhD in musicology that, you know, we can trust anything you have to say about music history.
Of course.
And because that degree is from the University of Michigan also, that lends further credence.
Michigan, at the time that I was at Interlochen, the University of Michigan School of Music ran the summer program, the university division actually. So that courses taken as a university student up there, and I was a university student for 1 year, the credits transferred to Michigan. And when I eventually made the transfer from MIT to Michigan, these credits were there waiting for me, as well as I sort of stepped into a ready-made social situation, people I knew, faculty members I had known for many years up in Interlochen.
And then you spent 25 years as the chair of the Department of Music at Otterbein University in Ohio. Right. And you've done a lot of directing too. You're a musicologist by training, but you've also done a lot of work with the stage.
Well, the theater experience really I can blame or credit Interlochen for. I was always interested in the theater. Growing up 1 year in New York City, my family lived in New York for a year. We went to the theater very frequently. My mother loved the theater. And so I did a little bit of theater in high school, and I did a lot of theater when I was at Interlochen, both as a performer and also working behind the scenes and also doing writing incidental music for some of the high school theater productions during my years up there. Some of the names that are still famous in theater circles at Interlochen, for example, the theater building is named after James Harvey. Jim Harvey was a director of mine in at least one, maybe two productions that I did up there. The late Dude Stevenson, who did the Gilbert and Sullivan for many years, was a very close friend. And Dude and I directed together in Michigan when I eventually ended up there. And again, it was because I knew him and his family quite well from the Interlochen days.
Now, you've directed lots of plays and musicals and operas. Can you pick one of your favorite productions you've directed? Is that asking you to pick a favorite child?
Probably the last one that I did. I'm still directing up here. I do community theater. Try to do one show a year. This past...
up here, we should say you're actually really retired in Maine.
I am retired. Right now. No, but I worked with several community theaters here in Maine and enjoy it very much. I do enjoy community theater, but they're the most fun to work with. I also did a lot of college theater, of course, over the years, and I enjoyed working with students. They're very, very good people to work with because they're doing it for credit and they want a good grade.
So they always have their lines ready?
Usually they do, or they don't get cast the next time around.
So, you've mentioned several things, but more generally, how would you say that your time at Interlochen shaped who you've become professionally or even personally?
Both personally and professionally. Personally, it was a great social environment. I'd like to say that I grew up socially thanks to the summers at Interlochen. I'm an only child, so it was a good chance to interact with other people. Certainly in the cabins coming up through the divisions. The boys always had a numerical advantage at Interlochen, and there were many more women enrolled than men during my years up there. I don't know if that's still true, but it made for a good social environment. One of the most important things probably was simply exposure to repertory with the many concerts and recitals. If you went to a concert or recital practically every night and heard some of the standard repertory as well as the occasional new piece that was premiered at Interlochen, it was a type of exposure to repertory that I would not have had probably in another context. I was also pleased to know, to a greater or lesser extent, the founders of Interlochen, and Maddie, Giddings, Tremaine, some of the names that go back to the very foundations of Interlochen. By the time I arrived at the camp, it was around 20 years old, and it was still new, relatively new. It still had some growing pains. Interlochen has changed so much. I saw part of it during my years up there, and then for many years being away and then coming back occasionally. I was on campus with my wife last summer, and I'm glad we were able to come up last summer rather than planning it for this summer. And it was amazing to see, again, the changes since my last visit to the campus, which had probably been about, I'm guessing, 15, 16 years earlier.
Well, Moore Actor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today here at Interlochen Public Radio.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.